Mr. Chair, we are on the record and I have started the recording. I am Gina Levesque, Intake and Compliance Manager for the Commission on Ethics, and this is an executive session of the Palm Beach County Commission on Ethics. Today's date is April 7, 2016, and the time is 1:43 p.m. Before the commission at this time is case number C-15012, and the respondent is Alberta McCarthy, who is being represented by attorney Adam Frankel. Ms. McCarthy is not able to attend the meeting today, but she is represented by Mr. Frankel. I will now call the roll. Commissioner Headley?
Present.
Commissioner Kreidel?
Present.
Commissioner Lofredo?
Present.
Commissioner Pearman?
Present.
Commissioner Shulman?
Present.
The chair will now begin the meeting.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you've been referenced, but please introduce yourself for the record.
I better speak in the microphone. I'm Adam Frankel. I'm the attorney for Ms. Alberta McCarthy.
Thank you. I'll ask
Mr. Kreidel, would you have everyone in the room introduce themselves?
Oh, I thought I didn't have to because we already took attendance. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Mark Bannon, Executive Director.
Anthony Bennett, Investigator.
Abby Villanueva, Investigator.
Okay, thank you. Executive Director Bannon, would you explain probable cause hearing and the process associated with it?
I will. I just want to very briefly make a statement. Ms. McCarthy is not here. We have done probable cause hearings, and she is represented without that person there, but it is entirely up to the commission whether they wish to proceed if she couldn't make it. However, the times we've done that are times when we were asking for dismissal, when people didn't show up. We were asking for that anyway, and this is one of those cases, so it's really up to you all whether we continue at this point or reset.
Okay. That makes sense to me based on the fact there's no finding a probable cause, but do any of the commissioners have any problems or comments relative to proceeding with this hearing in the absence of the respondent?
I have no comments.
No problem. None.
Nope. Hearing none. Go ahead.
The commission will now hear case number C-15012 in executive session concerning respondent Alberta McCarthy. Ms. McCarthy is represented at this hearing by legal counsel Mr. Adam Frankel. The executive session being held today is for the purpose of conducting a probable cause hearing in order for the commission to determine whether or not probable cause exists to believe that Alberta McCarthy violated the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics. Probable cause hearings are paper hearings, meaning that the commission's determination of whether probable cause exists is to be based only on an examination of the documentary evidence provided and the consideration of any legal arguments made at this hearing. No witness testimony will be presented at this hearing. For purposes of the hearing, probable cause exists where there are reasonable, trustworthy facts and circumstances for the Commission on Ethics to conclude that the respondent, Alberta McCarthy, violated the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics. Commission staff is recommending in this case that there are not reasonably trustworthy facts and circumstances for the commission to believe that Ms. McCartney violated the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics, and that the complaint should be dismissed for lack of probable cause. When staff recommends dismissal of a case, COE staff generally has General Counsel Christy Kelly act as advocate for the probable cause hearing. However, Ms. Kelly is unavailable today, so I will be acting as the advocate for this matter. Section 2-260F2 of the Commission on Ethics Ordinance allows the executive director to act as advocate in a hearing. As the advocate, I will make a brief opening statement presenting staff's findings and recommendations, and because I was also the investigator on this case, I'm available to answer any questions regarding that investigation as well. Should the commission determine that probable cause does exist to believe that respondent Alberta McCarthy violated one or more sections of the Code of Ethics, a volunteer advocate will be assigned prior to any further actions in this matter. After I have presented this matter to the commission, Mr. Frankel will be given an opportunity to make a brief opening statement if he wishes to do so. Should the commission wish to ask questions of Mr. Frankel, they may do so. However, they are reminded that Mr. Frank was appearing as an attorney involuntarily because Ms. McCarty was not subpoenaed to this particular probable cause hearing. If there are no questions, I will begin by presenting this matter to the commission.
Please proceed.
In March 2014, it was alleged that the respondent, Alberta McCarthy, was an employee of a company known as International Enterprise Development, IED. Respondent was also alleged to have paid $1,201.92 by check drawn on her personal account, and on November 11, 2013, paid this amount toward the balance owed on a business loan previously taken out by then Delray Beach City Commissioner Angelita Gray. Respondent did admit to this payment during sworn interview with SAO investigators, state attorney investigators. She also stated that she did not expect this money to be repaid to her by Ms. Gray because she was a close personal friend. At the time of this payment, IED was the bidder on a $50,000 contract with the City of Delray Beach to provide small business assistance and advice to certain residents of Delray Beach. This contract for service had not yet been awarded, and there were two bidders on the contract. Section 2-442, Definitions of the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics, defines a vendor to include any person or entity with a pending bid proposal before the county or municipality. However, this term also includes, or this definition also includes, that in order to be considered a vendor, you have to be an owner, director, manager, or employee of that firm. Both respondent and Ms. Gray were charged by the state attorney's office with intentionally violating Section 2-444 gift law of the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics and some other charges that are not relevant to this proceeding. Specifically, the relevant charge for respondent involved an intentional violation of subsection 2-444A2 of the gift law. This provision makes it a violation for any person to give a gift valued at more than $100 to any person they know to be an official or employee of the relevant municipality while the gift giver is a vendor for that municipality. The COE case was placed in abeyance while the criminal charges were dealt with through the state attorney's office so as not to interfere with their case. Respondent Ms. Gray went to trial September 2nd and 3rd, 2015 on these charges and were subsequently acquitted by a jury. I watched a video recording of the relevant witness testimony as well as other portions of this trial during my investigation. During the trial, sworn testimony by both IED President Dr. Lynn Allison and respondent indicated that respondent was never an employee of IED, but was an independent contractor for that company. An independent contractor's agreement between IED and respondent was also introduced into evidence by the defense relating to a similar services provided for a different municipality. There was no contract yet drawn up or any independent contractor agreement for the Delray case because they had not been awarded that bid. But they had done this before. There was no agreement for service. In a separate interview I conducted with Dr. Allison after trial, she advised that she was, in fact, the only employee of IED and that all other work was completed by several independent contractors, including respondent. The hours for each program varied, but were never more than 20 to 25 hours weekly, so respondent was free to do other work if she chose. IED would also not take taxes from her or any other independent contractor or provide any benefits offered as they would be to employees. While respondent is titled as the training director for IED on the Delray Beach proposal, this title is a statement of her proposed function with IED, not her employment with IED. She was to train residents in how to open and conduct business in a small business environment. During the trial, the definition of gift was discussed at length and a part of the defense position at trial was that the loan payment was not, in fact, a gift for various reasons they offered. At this time, I believe there's no reason to reach a conclusion over that particular issue. Section 2-442 is clear in the definition of vendor. A vendor must be an owner, director, manager, or employee of the vendor of the county of a relevant municipality. In the matter before you today, respondent simply does not meet that strict vendor definition. Whether the code should be changed to include an independent contractor functioning as an employee of a vendor is a discussion for another time. However, at this time, the clear definition does not include such an arrangement. If respondent is not a vendor of the city, then where no quid pro quo or other improper action can be shown, the gift of the loan payment on behalf of Ms. Gray was not prohibited. In examining the circumstances of this case, I was unable to find any evidence of any quid pro quo or improper action in the payment of this loan by respondent. In fact, all five Delray Beach City Commissioners voted in favor of the contract, and the three of five people that were on the original committee to recommend who should get the contract, staff people, the three I could reach, all said that no one ever contacted them to make that determination. And in fact, all five of them had voted to award the contract based on the merits of the proposal. Therefore, I recommend that the commission find there is no probable cause to believe that respondent Alberta McCarthy violated the Palm Beach County Code of Ethics in this matter. I also recommend the case be dismissed at this hearing with a finding of no probable cause.
Thank you. Mr. Frankel.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is your opportunity to make an opening statement or closing statement, no statement.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. We would just state on behalf of my client, Ms. McCarthy, that we agree with Mr. Bannon's recommendation. We respectfully request that the commission dismiss the ethics charge against Ms. McCarthy pursuant to the recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioners, are there any comments or questions for either Mr. Bannon or Mr. Frankel relative to this particular issue? It sounds like a resounding no.
No.
Accordingly, is there a motion to accept the recommended finding of no probable cause in this matter?
I make that motion.
Commissioner Lafredo has made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second is Commissioner Headley. All in favor say aye.
May I ask aye. A question for discussion? The motion is no probable cause, and so order of dismissal should be in that also, I believe. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. One more time. Is there a motion to accept the recommendation of finding of no probable cause in order of dismissal?
Yes.
Commissioner Lafredo made the motion.
So
Commissioner Headley made it second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the recommendation has been accepted. And now we'll put it on the screen.
If you need to come up and look at that, you can. If you need to get closer.
Yeah, if you can't read it, you can stop and take it.
It says order of dismissal.
That's the whole deal, right? Yeah. Okay. Before it's read, does anyone have any questions regarding it as written? Okay. Commissioner Headley, it seems that you have the reading.
No, I don't think
well, there's really no reading.
Oh, no reading for this one? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Until we go down to the
Until we get downstairs. Okay. All right.
You just need to make a motion.
Okay. I need a motion to accept this finding and dismissal as written. Moved by Commissioner Pierman. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Shulman. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. The public report finding of no probable cause in order of dismissal in C-15-012 has been passed as printed.
At the direction of the chair, this is the end of the recording in case number C-15-012 on April 7, 2016, and the time is 1:58 p.m.
Exactly.